Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we are continuing to get you ready for the matchup in this year's national title game with Oregon and Ohio State. We are so thrilled to have back with us from the Columbus Dispatch, Bill Rabinowitz, who has covered the Buckeyes since 2011. Of course, he's been featured on our show many times, recently released his book. It is titled Buckeye Rebirth, Urban Meyer, an Inspired Team, and a New Era at Ohio State. Bill is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night, as always, Bill.
Thanks, Alyssa. Nice to be back with you.
Well, I know you've been on the show many, many times, but what an incredible ride and journey for the Buckeyes this season. Here they are in the title game. It truly has been another historic season, and perhaps the best is ahead on Monday night. I don't know about you, but I've got the Buckeyes winning it all.
Yeah, I picked them to win Monday, and I picked Alabama in the Sugar Bowl, and I picked Michigan State to beat Ohio State in November, so I don't think I can be accused of being a homer, but I like the matchup for Ohio State. I think they can slow Oregon's offense enough to win the game. I think that their offense is really just cruising right now with Cardale Jones. I think Alabama's defense is a little tougher than Oregon's. Look, Oregon's a great team. They deserve to be there. I have a lot of respect for Mark Mariota and the rest of the team. I think it's a great team. I just think that the way Ohio State's playing now in the matchup, I think Ohio State's going to win this game.
Well, Bill, I'm anxious to break it all down, the X's and O's and some of the keys, as you were just talking about, as we head into the title game on Monday night. But one of the opening questions that I definitely want to get to is you really have to tip your hat, and this goes in sync with the book that you had released last year. You have to tip your hat to Urban Meyer because we already knew that he was one of the best head coaches in all of college football, but how would you summarize what he has been able to accomplish this year because they have battled through a ton of adversity?
Yeah, there's no question. This team is immensely more talented than the 2012 team that I wrote about in Buckeye Rebirth, but it's also a very young team. Most of the production from this team has come from freshmen and sophomores. It's astounding. Joey Bosa is a sophomore. Cardale Jones is a sophomore. JT Barrett is a redshirt freshman. Darren Lee is a redshirt freshman. Ezekiel Elliott is a sophomore. You go down the list. It's really unbelievable how young this team is. And what Urban Meyer and his coaching staff has done is get these guys to believe that they're ready to play, ready for this now. And even he admitted that he thought this team was a year away, particularly after they lost Braxton Miller in the preseason. So it's been a remarkable journey. If I decide to do a sequel, if they win and I decide to do a sequel, it'll be a better story than it was from the 2012 team.
Hey, sports writer with the Columbus Dispatch, Bill Rabinowitz, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, he is joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line, and we'd love to hear from you. Join in on the conversation. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, or you can always, if you're just dialing in, tuning in, you can always go back and listen to our entire interview at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. All of our amazing hosts here at our network. So talk some more about Urban Meyer. I mean, he's gone, 37-3 in 3 years at Ohio State, capturing the Big Ten title. He makes winning, you know, Bill, he makes winning look so easy. What's his formula to success?
Well, I think the winning looks easy because he makes practice so hard. He makes the preparation so hard. They're so intense that the games are kind of easy, at least in comparison. There's no question about that. One thing that he did this year that he didn't do in 2012 because he was really just building the foundation was he put the coaches and the players through leadership seminars this year with a specific task, a specific goal to learn how to overcome adversity. And this team has had an amazing amount of adversity.
Wow.
Losing the quarterbacks and losing to Virginia Tech early in the year. When the college football rankings first came out, college football playoff rankings, they were 16th. I mean, you think about going from 16th to getting in. That's remarkable. And so, again, what he wanted to do in the offseason was teach his coaches, teach his players how to respond when things went wrong, and obviously a lot went wrong.
Hey, Bill Rabinowitz with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And, you know, I just step back, I think, to the start of the season, coming into 2014. I mean, there was so much anticipation with what Heisman Trophy candidate Braxton Miller. And then here steps in Cardale Jones, you know, totally, you know, whoops up on Wisconsin in that Big Ten championship. I just have to say, from a historical perspective, I mean, this has to be one of the most remarkable seasons in Ohio State history.
Absolutely. I can't recall any team ever going through three quarterbacks in a season and getting as far as Ohio State has. You know, there are certainly plenty of teams that have ridden backup quarterbacks to championships. I'm not sure there's ever been a team that never had the use of a starter. Like, Ohio State never had Braxton Miller this year and got to this point. It's remarkable. That Cardale Jones, who had played so little all year and has to replace Braxton or replace JT Barrett in the fourth quarter of the Michigan game, helps them win that game, and then obviously having to play Wisconsin. And people forget, Wisconsin was the favorite in that game. And
that's right.
59-0 later, they found a way to earn a spot into the college football playoff. And I know it's controversial, but I think they proved by beating Alabama they were certainly a worthy team to be one of the top four.
Mm-hmm. Bill Rabinowitz joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. He is with the Columbus Dispatch. And, of course, we always like to give a shout-out. Hey, he had released a wonderful book. It's a compelling read. It's titled Buckeye Rebirth, Urban Meyer, An Inspired Team in a New Era at Ohio State. And he's got a good problem that he's got to try to solve in the offseason. Let's look ahead here. I mean, give us some insight in terms of, with all these quarterbacks, he's got a bevy of them, so much talent at this position. Who in your mind is going to transfer?
Well, it's really impossible to predict what's going to happen. And it's a coaching cliche that when a coach says, I've got two good quarterbacks, he really means he has none. This will be the first time that a coach can ever say, I've got three quarterbacks and they're all good and people will believe it. I don't know what's going to happen. There are all these rumors about Braxton Miller transferring. He's eligible to transfer. He's a college graduate now. Do I think it'll happen? Maybe. But I know, despite the rumors, I know for a fact that nothing has been decided yet. I think what's going to happen, and this is the only thing that really can happen, Urban Meyer will sit down with Braxton Miller. He will, I'm sure, sit down with the other quarterbacks. And I think the only thing he can tell them, I think it'd be dereliction of duty to do anything else, would be to say, look, Braxton, you've got a shoulder injury. I don't know if you can come back. Look, JT, you've got a broken ankle. I don't know what your status is going to be. Cardale, I don't know what these other two guys are going to be like. I can't promise the job to anybody. How can he promise the job to Braxton Miller not knowing if he can throw? How can he promise it to JT Barrett if Braxton Miller is healthy? How can he? So I think what he's going to have to do is just say, look, I can't promise anything to anybody right now. It's just not the right thing to do. But the best man will win, just like in any position. The best player will play. And if Braxton Miller chooses, decides that's not good enough for him or that's not what he wants to hear, then maybe he'll transfer. It's just impossible to predict what's going to happen. And it is obviously it's a huge question. People are already speculating about it. I'm just not sure that there's an easy answer right now. I think it just has to play out over the next month.
What's your evaluation of Cardale Jones as a player? What stands out the most? Because I remember when he was going to be starting in that game against Wisconsin. I mean, I was a little bit nervous for him. I mean, here's a third-string quarterback and, you know, hadn't played a lick, but he certainly has shined when the lights were the brightest.
Yeah, it's been an amazing story because it's been well documented that he has been immature at times in his career, that he has not taken it as seriously as he should have. And it's understandable. When you're a backup, it's hard to kind of have the motivation that you would have as a starter. But the thing that's been impressive about him since he took over, a couple things. One, his arm. He's just made pretty much all the throws. And we knew that. We knew he had a great arm. But we didn't know about the accuracy of that arm. And he's been very accurate, especially on the deep balls. And it's shown some nice touch and decision-making. It would have been very easy for him when Ohio State had third down in the red zone against Alabama to really force a pass in there. Instead, he just threw it away when there was nothing there, and they took the field goals, as disappointing as that was. And I think his personality is also well-suited to the moment. He's a very happy-go-lucky guy. He doesn't take himself too seriously, but he takes his situation now very seriously. He's unfazed by things. I mean, he's had a very difficult background. His upbringing was a very difficult one. So adversity on the football field, it's not that big a deal compared to what he's overcome in his life.
Only got about 30 seconds. How much has he matured under head coach Urban Meyer and his influence?
Oh, a tremendous amount. I mean, There's the infamous tweet from a couple years ago when he was sitting in a class and basically said, why am I here in class? I'm here to play football.
Yes.
And he's learned from that.
One of our favorites, Bill Rabinowitz, has been with us, sports writer with the Columbus Dispatch, tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's been joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. Always a pleasure. Enjoy the game. And what? Go Buckeyes, right?
Thank you, Lisa. Always nice to be with you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR.